This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1254. Don't Michelle Me, how this response can startle your listener.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, you'll get an interesting phrase in English to assert yourself, but you'll find out why you should be careful and know what's behind it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, everything's good over here. But I have a question. Do you have a lot of tense conversations, like any dramatic conversations? Because I like to stay drama free. I think we all do. But it happens from time to time, right?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have to have them in life. We can't avoid them. Yeah, occasionally. Luckily, not too much, right? But occasionally I do. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. So today we are actually, I'm really excited for today's episode.
Okay.
It is really fun, really like very natural sounding what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about an interesting way that you can use a name in a conversation. And it's a little bit intense, right? It can be used for an intense conversation. But guys, even with difficult conversations, you can connect and learn ways to use English to express yourself.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, life is full of the messiness, right? And we don't want to shy away from the messiness. And you guys need the language for the messier situations. So it's not all, you know, what do they say? Sunshine and what is it?
Roses.
Flowers or roses?
I don't know. Sunshine and roses, maybe.
Whatever it is. So I wonder if this question is from Rie from our Urban Immersion Adventure program, or maybe it's a different Rie. I'm not sure. So anyways.
Yes. Well, we are going to get into it today. So guys, I know you are waiting to hear what the phrase or what the way that you can use your name in a phrase is. So Lindsay, could you read us the question?
Yeah. So this is, again, it's from Rie from Japan. And she says, hello, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I would not love the English language without you. I love you guys. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Rie. So she says, I'm into the Netflix drama Sweet. I've gotten into it recently and I found an interesting phrase in it, which is don't Rachel me. This is a phrase a woman named Rachel was telling her coworker to stop begging her for help. She looked annoyed and irritated when saying this. So don't my name me. When and how do I use this phrase? I found it very interesting because you use your name as a verb in this expression, and that never happens in Japanese. Thank you for always for your great podcast. I could not live without you. Rie from Japan. Wow.
Thank you, Rie. That is a great question. I really like this one. And I love when our students come to us, when our listeners come to us with like a question from that they've heard from a TV show, because this is usually where you can get the best stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is where you guys have to be immersing yourself in native English. Things like Netflix are fantastic. I don't know about you, Michelle. I feel like you're maybe not into this show, but Orange is the New Black. Have you gotten into that at all?
Yeah, no. We used to talk about the show all the time, but I haven't watched it in years.
Oh, we did talk about it before. Okay. So they have a new season out, you know, the latest and the last season.
Oh, wow.
And it's a great one. So that's just one. It's a really interesting story about what happens inside of a women's prison, like a minimum security women's prison in the US. Really fascinating setting for a TV show. So guys, check out Netflix, check out Amazon Video, wherever you can get native speaking material movie-wise, go get them. You know, sitcoms. Yeah. Do you have a recommendation for a show, Michelle?
Oh, do I have a recommendation for a show? There's a show it's kind of a show about like new moms. It's called The Letdown.
Interesting.
It's Australian. It's a good one. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I'm sure some of our listeners are new moms, so there you go.
Yeah. So I like that one. So yeah. I pick out a phrase you hear and ask us about it. Definitely. So let's get into it. So what does that mean? Don't Rachel me, right? Or if you say, don't Michelle me, don't Lindsay me, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Rhea's right. So this person's name, Rachel, is being used as a verb. Don't Rachel me, right? Mm-hmm. And it shows that it sounds, based on what Rhea said and how she's talking about it, that it's a little bit of a tense conversation. And this woman said, don't Rachel me. It said, somebody was begging her for something. So maybe they said, Rachel, and she said, don't Rachel me.
Right, exactly. I could see this being used a lot between mothers and their kids too, right? Mm. We'll probably talk about that in just a minute. So she's using it as a verb and she's saying, don't use that attitude towards me. That's kind of what we're getting at here, right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. I mean, have you ever said this, Lindsay, do you think?
Not really. It doesn't feel like it's in my vocabulary. Yeah. Maybe if I were like a mom and I had a teenage kid or something, I might, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I really say it, but if the opportunity came up, maybe I would. I mean, I can't think of the last time I would have had a chance to use this, which I guess is a good thing. Because it's definitely for when something is kind of tense, right? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk more about this in a second. But first, we want to say thank you to those who have reviewed us on the app.
Yes, exactly. So we know now a lot of our listeners are listening over in the iOS app, right? So we've been getting listeners writing reviews for the app. So thank you to Andre Luiz from Brazil, Sina TM from the US, Condi Koche from Saigon, Vietnam. Let's see. By family in Korea, Masood 1362, Muna Mohammed from Saudi Arabia, Albert CM7 from Spain. Guys, thank you so much. These are awesome reviews. And it's so cool for us to read these and see what you really think about the show, about the app. So go over. First of all, guys, you should be listening inside the app because that's where you get your personal power list of vocabulary words. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and leave us a review. All right. Cool.
All right. Thank you so much. So guys, getting back into this, don't Rachel me. So how is it you? So let's say, for example, you're arguing with someone and they say your name, right? Mm-hmm. You might stop them directly after they say your name, right? Mm-hmm. And say this, right? So for example. Okay.
All right. So, well, you should have been at my party.
Lindsay.
Don't Lindsay me. You should have been there.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm basically saying, don't try to make a point, right, to me. Don't try to say this to me. Like, I don't want to hear it, right? It's really what I'm saying is I don't want to hear it. There are no excuses.
Right. Like, don't reason with me. Don't use my name to try and reason me. Like, it's because if I say like Lindsay, you know, it sounds like I'm always like, you know, oh, come on, you know.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking like a teenager to their mom, like, oh, mom, I can't go out past 11 on Saturday. I want to have a date with my girlfriend or something. Right. Yeah. And oh, like, mom. So, right. And
yeah, and like, says, yeah. Oh, mom. Me. Don't mom me.
Right.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Oh man, maybe I'll be saying this in like
pretty soon 15, here, Michelle.
Hopefully not that
15 years goes maybe fast. 15 years.
Yeah, really. Oh God, don't tell me about it. Okay, or another way. All right, here we go. Well, I think the restaurant in Times Square is better.
You never want to try new places. Times Square has terrible food.
No way.
You're being ridiculous and getting too offended, Michelle.
Don't Michelle me. You're being rude.
Oh, that was tense. I can't believe we're arguing about the quality of food in Times Square because it is pretty bad.
I know. When I wrote this, I was thinking about you because I knew you would comment on it. But I agree with you. Yes, it is. That, guys, that's terrible. Not where you want to eat, really. It's overpriced and generic and
Exactly. I mean, if you are in Times Square, why not just walk further west? Where would you be? Is that Chelsea? A little bit further? No, it'd be...
Well, that would be south, but or southwest. Mm, but like, yeah. Or even walking west over to 9th or 10th Avenue, you can find some better stuff.
Exactly. Just stay away from like 7th Avenue, Broadway, 6th Avenue, right? That's all the Times Square mess. 42nd Street, 43rd. Ugh, gosh.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So yeah, I mean, I mean, why do you think we say this? I like, to me, it's a way almost to startle someone.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a way to stop them in their tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like to say that, you know, don't try to relate to me, right, by saying my name. Don't use my name in that way. Don't weaponize my name against me.
Right. Or don't like try and like make me feel bad for you by saying, oh, but Lindsay, you know?
Yeah. It's like you're saying, like, don't, you know, it's too personal to use my name that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, like, no, we're not friends in this moment. Or like, don't use my name to look down at me or yell at me or beg me in some ways. I mean, do you agree with this, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think I've ever really used it. It doesn't feel like it's in my character as much, but certainly, guys, if it fits for you, then use it. And you also might see it on like old school sitcoms on TV. I feel like you might see this, like, I don't know, something from like the 80s or the 90s. It's certainly okay to use today, but you might hear it, you know, because a lot of the sitcoms from the 80s and the 90s were based like in the home, right? Home-based, right. Like suburban sitcoms. Where like you might see a mother using it with her teenage kids, I think.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'll have to look into that one. Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. I mean, should you use this, right? Like, do we want to adapt something that we've learned into our own language, right? So just because you hear it, I mean, this person heard it on a recent TV show, right? So
okay, yeah, that's
a question, you know, but do we want to use it? So what do you think, Lindsay?
I mean, sure. I mean, I think, you know, for our listeners, we're giving you guys the tools and you can make the choice.
Exactly.
For me, it doesn't feel like it fits with my personality, but everyone's personality is so different. And that's what we're trying to do here at All Ears English, guys, is to give you the tools to connect based on who you authentically are. So,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think it's all about your personality. If you feel like you would identify with this, maybe you're a parent and you could see using it with your child or something like that, you know, then for sure, go ahead and use it. But just know it's a little startling if you use this on someone. It's startling to the other person. So it's not, you know, they'll feel bad. They'll be like, whoa. Right. So if you want to have that reaction on someone, I mean, unfortunately, it might be useful for some conversations. I mean, if someone's doing something irritating or if they're treating you in a way you don't like, you sometimes do need to stand up for yourself. And, you know, the key is knowing when to do this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the key. I think listening for this, and now that you're aware of it, guys, you can start to listen for it out in the world, be around native speakers, and then decide what's the tone that this person, you know, does this fit your character and does it fit the situation that you're in?
Right, exactly. So you know how it sounds, you know the background, you know that it can sound startling, it can sound a little mean, and just think, do you want to sound this way? Maybe you need to in certain situations. So, you know, think about it. I mean, there is, just as a side note, I could see it being used a little more playfully, right? Like in one example, like let's just say I'm waking up and you call me, like, okay, and I'm just woken up, okay.
Okay.
And I say, oh, why are you calling me so early?
Oh, come on, Michelle.
Oh, don't Michelle me. It's 4 a.m. Right?
Right.
So in that way, it's kind of playful.
Yeah,
It's possible. But in general, I would say it's used in the way that we've been talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The other way that I'm thinking, just kind of offhand, that this maybe could be used in a slightly different direction would be like flirting between two people, right? Like kind of a playful, like on a date or something, like, oh, don't da-da-da-da-da. You know, like maybe a girl and a guy are just kind of flirting, or anyone flirting. I could see that in that scenario. I mean, I don't know. The playful side of it. Right.
Right. Right. It's not all tense stuff, but yeah. You know, maybe we'll do a follow up on that. And another way that I think that we could get into how to use people's names in a conversation that's a little bit different. So let's save that. Let's look into I'm going to write flirty.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what you just said actually made me think, like, we definitely should look into doing some, especially business episodes, on how to sound more assertive by using the person's name, but not overusing the person's name.
Right.
Especially in like business interview calls, first interviews, or any kind of business scenario. I know people who do this well. They strategically use the person's name, but they don't use it too much. It can get very weird if you tip the scale and you use it too much.
That's good. That's something definitely we should talk about soon. So, I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right, guys. So what we want to leave you with today is, you know, using this phrase, right? Don't Lindsay me or don't Michelle me. It is a bit intense. It's a bit much. It can have negative connotations, or kind of like a loud, domineering connotation to it. Just be careful if you're using this phrase, but it can also be funny if you use it in kind of a funny, flirty way in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, a name holds a lot of power, and it's very intimate to use someone's name. So really think about how you're using people's names. And like I said, we'll do a follow up soon.
Yeah. I really like that last point, Michelle. I think that's the best takeaway, is that using someone's name is powerful and intimate. And there are a lot of different ways in which we can use it. This is one of them. So just be careful with it, but know that it is powerful potentially. Yeah.
It definitely is. Mm. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Thanks to Rhea for this question.
Interesting. All right, Michelle. Well, I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.